Ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, just a liver and a giver podcast host, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned, earned, and returned in the 20 years of being in this industry, this beautiful life of transforming my life so I can transform the lives of everyone around me, about giving you the best of what I've learned and making it accessible to as many people as possible. This is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. So ultimately, you can inspire, not just become the best version of yourself and continue to upgrade and enhance your life, but then you can also then pass it on and teach it to other people, because that's when your life is fully rich, fully alive, and fully meaningful and fulfilled. And that's when you get more love when you're giving than anything that you can ever receive, because that's what your life's all about. Your life is about giving of yourself, and as you give, you then will receive. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. It is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to have you join us, whether you're listening to this passively or actively in a car somewhere, or working out, or just listening outside, looking at the bees and the trees. You know what I mean? So thank you for joining us. Today's podcast is all about speaking with power and conviction. And before I get into that topic, I want to introduce the power partner in this podcast, the facilitator, the person that's able to make this all happen and spread messages. Because you know what? The more I do this, and the longer I'm in this game, in this podcast, and we've only been doing this consistently, right, Cam, for about a year now. And the amount of messages I get either via email or message through social media is just astounding. The amount of people that have been impacted by the show and what is being shared through me. I really don't take any credit for anything I say. Yes, have I learned it? Am I a student? Am I consistently upgrading? Yes. But what I've learned over the years is I don't take ownership over anything, because I'm just a vehicle. I'm an instrument for God's power and love to flow. And when I expire, whenever that day may be, my body expires, it will live in you and the rest of the world that moves on to the next levels of life in the years and centuries to come. So how you doing, Cam? What's going on?
I'm doing very, very well. Very well. I was going to ask you, do you have Audacity recording?
Okay. You just, oh man.
There he goes.
See,
there he goes.
Okay. I'm just going to put that on, guys, for us now.
Oh, that's fine. Listeners on Apple Music, on Spotify, and all the platforms, just get ready to notice a quality change right about now. I honestly, this is pointless in even cutting this. I think that the vulnerability, the fact that even Anthony Cheem makes these mistakes, forgets things, gets caught up in the moment. Oh, we all do. We all do.
You know what? Oh man, thank you for, yeah. See, that's why I don't take ownership of any of this, because as soon as I take ownership, then I get humbled. Just, you know what I mean? So it's best to remain humble and have humility, have display humility in everything that you do, and be confident, but also humble at the same time. So thank you, Cam, for that. Anyway, are you going to be able to record that, or do you need me to repeat that intro at all? No. Okay. Okay. Yeah. okay. All right. Well, listen, how you doing, man? You doing all right though?
Yeah, no, I'm actually doing great. For a while there, you know, you get the ups and downs, you get caught up in your head and, caught up in the way you think life should be, feeling like I am not complete. I need something outside of me to fulfill me fully, which I dipped down into that world for a bit, but every time I do, I gain even more strength to like go out and make my life the way I want it to be, not like sit around waiting for something to happen or complaining when it doesn't, but actually going out and working for it. And I realized that every time I put in effort and then get a reward, that reward is so much more rewarding, so to speak, because you worked really hard for it. And I've heard people cite studies where, you know, like the it's been proven that we're happier when we work for something rather than when we're given something. At this point, I don't know, in a lot of previous episodes, you've said like there's an element of enjoying life, but then there's this element of like pushing through the discomfort and the pain and the fear and the I don't know, the aspects of life that are absolutely not easy, the aspects of life that are difficult. And I guess I've been trying to balance those two because I get too far off on the spectrum of comfort and enjoying and pleasure and chill and all these things. And then I go to the other end where it's hard work, waking up at 5 a.m., no friends, no nothing. I am going to work, you know, and it both are extremely unhealthy. And so I've been trying to find that balance.
I appreciate you bringing that up because I'm exiting. I feel like I have been in the hallway of confusion for a while, which felt like always feels like forever when you're in the hallway of confusion. Because, you know, this whole seasonal, and in the last episode I talked about the seasonal affective disorder. I don't call it seasonal affective disorder now. I call it seasonal affective divinity, or I'll call it SADG. I'll call it seasonal affective divine grace or a divine gift, because it is a divine gift. When I'm in it, it doesn't feel like a gift, but I choose to call it that. That this is providing something. This is sharpening something in me that I couldn't sharpen on my own unless I stood by and allowed it to run deep and to pierce deep into my soul, into my heart of hearts. And I've discovered I know I'm exiting because each morning I'm finding it easier to get up. I'm needing less sleep. I have way more focus. I'm fully charged. But as I'm exiting, I find myself saying, looking back and going, thank you, SAD. Thank you, seasonal affective. You've brought so much more fullness and wholeness into my life. It was a struggle, and it does feel like forever. And for the people that are listening to this podcast, we've all gone through struggles. And when we're going through the struggles, it feels like it's going to last forever. And it doesn't. It won't. It will not last forever. It might be a year, and that year might feel like 10 years. You know, as I think it was a great philosopher that said, you know, the theory of relativity. You know, put your hand on a hot stove, a minute can seem like an hour. Put your hand on a hot woman, an hour can seem like a minute, right? So when you're suffering and you're in pain, it feels like a minute feels like eternity. And it does, because the past 3 months where I've been really struggling with my energy levels, really struggling with, you know, that inner cynic that just comes out to just take a bat and beat me down. But even in the midst of struggling with that, of sitting in that hallway, every part of me wants to run. Every part of me wants to just hide. But let me say, I'll tell you a new phrase that I've learned. Don't hide it, ride it. Don't hide it, ride it. Ride through those tough times. Like, take ownership of it. Take it and just ride it through. Ride through the tough times, through the storm. And I can tell you right now, as you ride through it, you'll exit that hallway of confusion and you'll enter into a new blissful and powerful room, which will provide way more joy. You'll have the characteristics, you'll have the tools and the skills and the awareness to be able to withstand even the tougher challenges that come. Because I believe every room that you enter into, the only way you can enter into another room of enlightenment and of awareness and of wisdom is to take in all the lessons from the previous room that you were in, the hallway of confusion or the previous room that you were in, and learn the lessons. And then only then, when you finally learn those lessons, then you can enter into the next room and enjoy the rewards of the room that opens up for you. So I get what you're saying, bro. I mean, the past 3-4 months have been tough because we've had such a, I don't want to say a dismal spring. We really didn't have a spring, but it's been dark. It's been dreary. We haven't had consistent amounts of sun. And for the people that are out there, I'm a big believer that, you know, beautiful weather just makes you bad weather makes you appreciate good weather, and good weather makes you appreciate the lessons that you learn in the bad weather. Right? And so for me, I take advantage of all the seasons. I've taken advantage of the bad times and the good times, because I believe God, whomever that definition is for you, makes good of everything. Makes good of everything, good or bad. Tumultuous times, tough times, great times, times that we don't want, but sometimes we have to learn to let go of those times and accept the things the way they are. But know that within us, there's a power. And part of that is this podcast, this particular episode is all about speaking with power, speaking power over your life. And I was recently having a conversation, a session with a teenager, and I was talking about change your talk. I was literally, and thank you for joining us, Queen. You're a consistent listener on this show, so I want to thank you consistently on that. But I was talking to this teenager, having a session with them, and I was listening to them. And all they kept saying, oh, I can't do it. I've never been able to do it. And I was getting drained with hearing that talk. And I remember just interrupting the person. I said, speak that which you wish to become. If you want to become that person, you got to speak it with conviction, with power. And I had I interrupt the person's pattern. I had the person stand up and I said, I want you to do me a favor. Speak this for 50 times in a row. And to say, I am strong now. And I want you to look into my eyes and I want you to imagine yourself believing what you're saying. I am strong now. And I want you to say it and speak it into me, not just into you, but speak that power into me. And I said, he started to kind of slow. I am strong now. And as he started to repeat, I would say it with him. And we were like doing it. And as we started to get to 10th time, 11th time, and we started to speak with more conviction, with more intensity, with power, we started to engage his physiology, his mind. And all of a sudden, after the 50th time, he felt powerful. He could break through anything. And it got me thinking, I'm like, wow, it's all about fundamentals of peak performance. And we don't take an inventory of the words and the phrases and those little things that we say to ourselves that could literally block us, that could literally prevent us from moving to the next level of our life. We oftentimes say, oh, you know, I'm not that good, but you know, I really don't believe it. But we keep on repeating those things to ourselves. It becomes seared into our conscious mind, and then we start to focus in on that line, and it hypnotizes us, and it literally blocks the creative flow of making and creating the life that we desire, deserve, and that's available to us. And so, speaking power into your life. A long, long time ago, a mentor said to me. In one of our conversations, I kept saying, oh, it's not going to work. I've been doing all these things. And I remember him just saying, interrupting my pattern, saying, shut up. And he literally yelled into my face and said, shut up. And I was like, whoa. And then I remember just saying, he's like, I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm telling that inner voice that's to shut up. And then it kind of played. He said, I need you to step up. I need you to speak power over your life. Speak that which you wish to become. Speak it. And live it and breathe it with conviction and repeat it over and over until you actually start to begin to believe it. And your words and the things that you say to others and yourself are a gateway to power. Because if you continue to say, oh, I'm not good enough, it's never going to work for me, you're right. Those words then become your reality. And if your words are an indication of how you're thinking, and if your thoughts can affect your speech, then it's also true that your words can affect your thoughts. And sometimes we can't take control of our thoughts, but we can control the thoughts we dwell on and therefore the words we speak. That's why it's so important to come up with an affirmation, an incantation, a mantra to repeat over and over and over and literally condition it into your mind so that eventually that new affirmation becomes the song that's being played inside your head unconsciously. And then you're being directed by that phrase, by that word, by that song, rather than the song that you're used to playing, which is, I can't do it. I've never been old. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I'm not smart enough. I don't have a university degree. I've never been able to do it. Oh, my parents have never done it. Who says I can do it? And you continue to indulge in that, all that crap that inner cynic feeds you. You got to be able to shift it immediately. Literally become aware of what you're saying to yourself and to others, and then shift it. Make the shift right away. And the faster you can do that, the faster you're going to feel better about your life, and the faster you're going to take better action. And I can tell you, that's this one thing, speaking power over your life, is the one thing I would say that I do more of than anything else, other than actually during my meditations I do it as well. So I'd say it's probably the number one thing I do to breathe power and life into my life is to speak the words that relate to what I wish to manifest and create in my life and who I wish to show up as. So in any case, how do you do this? Come up with a incantation, come up with something. I don't care what it is. A phrase, like one of my favorite is this: I am the master of my world. I am the victorious intelligence governing it. I send forth into my world this mighty, radiant intelligence and victorious intelligent energy of God. I command it to create all perfection. I am no longer the babe of Christ, but the master presence grown to full stature, and I speak and command with authority. I am the mighty magic circle of protection about me that repels any negative or discordant thought that seeks to find entrance or intrude itself. I am the perfection of my world, and it is self-sustaining. I got that from Wayne Dyer. But I've memorized that, and I speak it over. I am the master of my world. I am the infinite intelligence that creates anything that I desire. I am the voice. I am strong. I am powerful. It says in the Bible, let the weak man say, I am strong. So speak power into your life. Speak that which you wish to become. Whatever you want, speak it. Live it. Breathe it. Like literally align yourself with your words. And be careful with what you say to yourself. Because whatever you use to describe, as Tony Robbins says, whatever you use to describe your experience becomes your experience. Whatever words you use to describe yourself and your identity becomes yourself. If you say, I'm depressed, I'm a loser, well, that becomes a part of your identity. And then every action following that identity and that belief then is a reflection of that identity. So we got to change, we got to shift the way we speak to ourselves. And I think that's one of the number one things that I do. Even in the worst times of my life, I would speak power into my life by saying, you know, even though this is tough, I know with inside me, there's something that is indestructible that can make something of this. And I'm going to make something of the worst times. And I find myself the faith building with inside of me. Because how do you build your courage muscle? By dealing with small stuff or by pushing against hard stuff? That's how you build that faith and courage muscle, by facing what's tough, not hiding from it, but by riding it. You know what I'm saying? Any thoughts there, Cam, at all?
Yeah. First of all, very motivating. Thank you. I feel like every now and then we need a push because it gets hard. And I only see the surface of it. I can't even imagine what it's like for some people who, like, what they might be going through or how long they might have been going through it for. It's crazy what some people have to go through. And yeah, it's really nice to have that inspiration to push through, because it's always worth it. I mean, the best thing I think we could do is possibly look back and think to ourselves what happened in the past and some of the darkest times in our past. And many times people will say, thank you for that. Wow, that was really great. Like, I'm actually really happy that whole thing went down. Because now, you know, I have this awareness and like it's never going to happen again or whatever it might be, whatever it was. But I think, man, it's just so good to like remind yourself that it's not only going to be all right, it's going to be better than it was before because of this, whatever's happening. And when you say speak into like reality, it's the most difficult thing ever, because that inner cynic disguises itself as you. Mm-hmm. And so its ideas trick you into believing that they're your ideas. Yeah. And it's this big confusing thing. And that's where meditation, that's where passion, that's where things that immerse you into the present moment are powerful, because it trains you to know who you really are. Like music shows me who I am. Skateboarding shows me who I am. Meditation shows me who I am. And then when that thing is going off in my head, I know it's not me, because that doesn't happen when I'm in the middle of a song or when I'm skating or when I'm meditating. That's just the you know, we talk about it all the time, but I guess the only thing I would add is that it's not easy to speak things, especially when, you know, weak man say I'm strong. Like that's hard. It's that's really hard. It's that's really hard. Really difficult.
When when everything around you says that it's not, the news, the media, your financial issues, your health, and you're saying to speak powerfully and strong and with strength and with purpose when every part of your life is not, well, that's particularly the time when you need it the most. That is the truth of it. If there's a time that you need it the most, it's during those times. It's easy to speak those words when things are going great. Oh yeah, I'm going, everything's great, because everything's are going great. But can you speak those words when things aren't going right? Now, well, I'm not saying to not, so go ahead.
I was going to say, what's the difference between denying your upset, denying your grief, whatever it might be that you're going through, your sadness.
I'm glad you're bringing that up.
Because I mean, I get caught up in this sort of pity party, and I don't know whether or not it's me saying, let me be sad, I need to go through this sadness, it's like that inner cynic pain body, as they say, who's addicted to this sadness, because it's an identity and it's so strong. Like, it's so weird. There's like a really, really fine line between the two. What would you say on that?
Well, okay. So anytime I talk to someone, I say, listen, I'm not saying deny that it's going to deny or say that it's never going to rain. Like, oh, it's never going to rain. It's never going to rain. It's going to be sunshine all the time. Well, you're a little bit, that's naivete, right? That's too much positive thinking in your life. What I am saying is this: learn to dance in the rain when it comes. Learn to dance in the rain when it comes. And how part of that is learning to speak power while you're in the dancing of the rain and saying, I'm going to make the most of this rain. I'm going to convert these lemons into lemonade. I'm going to convert this manure that's being brought to my life into a fruitful, abundant harvest. That's what I'm saying. So what you're doing is you're acknowledging the pain. I'm acknowledging that I feel like crap. I'm acknowledging that I lost my job. I'm acknowledging that I broke up with this person and I had 90% to do with it. I'm acknowledging that, but I'm also acknowledging I've got a power to change it. That's the difference. I'm like, it's oftentimes people go, oh, it's negative to say that you have problems. No, it's negative to say you have problems. When you say I have problems and I can't do anything about it, that's when you're being negative. But it's actually highly enlightening to acknowledge that you have problems, you have shadow, there are things that you're missing that you need to work on, and very highly evolved to go acknowledge it and then go, I'm working on it. I'm doing better daily, working on those things. And even though I fall, I get right back up. And it's like that Wayne Dyer, I think it was Portia Nelson who wrote that thing, The Five Chapters of My Life. And I can't help but recite that. The first chapter one of my life, I walk down a street. There's a hole in the ground. I fall in it. How does this happen to me? Oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? I fell in this hole. Why is there a hole there? Oh my God. And it takes me forever to get out. Chapter two, I walk down the same street. I see the hole in the road. I pretend it's not there. I fall in. And I spend forever in the hole complaining and criticizing. Why is this happening to me? And it takes me forever to get out. Chapter three of my life. I walk down the same street. I know the hole is there. I know it is. And I choose to fall in. I choose to fall in and I get out immediately. Chapter four of my life. I walk down the same street. There's a hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter five of my life. I take another damn street. Right? That's exact. And we're going to have roads like that. We're going to continue. Alcoholics, drug addicts, people are addicted to food, whatever. I'm not saying deny those things. But those five chapters are going to occur at various stages of your life. They're going to. I wish I could tell you differently. But if you've been brought on this planet here for big things, if you were brought on this planet to do big things, you're going to have big problems. You're going to have roads with many holes in it, and you're going to fall in, and it's going to feel like you can't get out. But you can, with help from God, with help from, you know, friends and family, this podcast perhaps maybe, right? Books and seminars. This book was given to me, this little book. It's called I Declare 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life by Joel Osteen. Great Christian pastor. Obviously, he's internationally known. Well, he's always on Oprah and stuff like that. Great, great speaker. And each chapter is like maybe two pages long, but it's great. I mean, I'll read one of them to you. And it's like, he says, I declare God's dreams for my life is coming to pass. It will not be stopped by people, disappointments, or adversities. God has solutions to every problem I will ever face already lined up. The right people and the right breaks are in my future. I will fulfill my destiny. I mean, such great words. Those are words. They're just words. But as soon as you speak power into them and you feel the words percolating through your body and vibrating through your body, the whole game changes. The whole game changes. And as I said, I'm not saying deny your challenges. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's never not going to rain. What I'm saying is learn to dance in the rain. Learn to use the rain, because the rain is right now nourishing our earth to grow our crops. That's a mindset. That's shifting your mind. And then you got to be able to speak it with power. And then being able to live and breathe with that power in you as you take actions forward. Does that make sense there, Cam? Is that anything? I'm glad you brought that up, by the way. Because that's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, no, you haven't been this heated in a while, Anthony. I love it. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you know what? And amen to that. And Cameron, thank you for acknowledging that, because it has been a long seasonal effective divine gift, and it's tested me. And in people out there, if imagine I denied my this gift called seasonal effective disorder or divine grace, as I called it. Imagine I deny, I don't have it, everything's fine. It would make me feel even worse. But I acknowledge that this has been brought as a gift into my life. I have certain parts of the year where when it's not sunny, it's cold, it's dark, where I go into a deep, deep darkness. It's like, you know, what I think it's called John of the Cross calls the dark night of the soul. It literally puts me in this deep, dark place, and it's hard to navigate through it. That's the hole I'm in. But I then speak, I acknowledge it and say, I trust that God has a plan in using this particular hole, this particular darkness, to shine light on this darkness. So when I finally arise like the phoenix from the ashes, bam, Anthony 10.0 is able to be unleashed even greater.
10.0 is right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then continue upgrading, right?
What I was going to say is, I know exactly, I think I know exactly how you feel. I'm obviously 20 years behind, but I definitely, yeah. It's so weird how you could be on track at one moment and everything's like perfect.
Yeah.
Not perfect, but you just feel so excited about the way things are going. Mm-hmm. And then almost overnight, nothing in particular even needs to happen. It's just like, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm so stuck. I'm so lost.
Yes.
And it's so like, it's like this storm and you have no idea where to go. And the only place you really can go is
in it. Go in it. In the eye of the hurricane. And here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, please trust me when I say this. That is when God is doing it's his and her greatest work in you. And I remember hearing a saint say, the pathway to enlightenment is not an easy one because you're kicked and dragged there. You're literally kicked there and dragged there screaming, no, 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 no. Why is this happening? But that's particularly when God's doing his and her greatest work. And it's sort of paradoxical, but I find myself exiting the seasonal effectiveness, divine gift and grace, and entering into this whole new appreciation for suffering, this whole new appreciation for love, this whole new appreciation for my family, this whole new appreciation for me, and a love for me that I've never had, that unless I went through that, I would never be able to express and experience and give this to myself. So give yourself that gift, that when you're challenged, change your mindset and say, you know what? I'm being kicked and I'm dragging here on the dirt road here to enlightenment and into my greatest self. And oftentimes I'm not in control of this, but that's when God's doing its greatest work. And I'm speaking that into my life and I'm trusting in that wisdom, even though I have no proof that's true. Show me the evidence of that. And that's what faith is. There's no evidence of that. But you choose to believe in that. You choose to focus in on that, that God is doing it his and her greatest work in you, through you, as you, during your darkest times. And I'm sure, and I'm certain, everyone listening to the show can attest to what I'm saying. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a preacher right now. Anyway, so in any case, speaking power over your life, in your life, as your life, I can tell you, as I said, let me repeat, that's what I do. This is, in fact, the person that's listening the most to this podcast, you know, the person listening to this most to the podcast is me. Because I told this to Cam and it was told to me by my mentors, Anthony, what you need to learn most is the thing that you're teaching most. The thing that you're teaching most to people through your words is the very thing that you need to learn the most. I was telling this to a client the other day. I said, can you say that thing again that you were just teaching me? And I put a mirror to her face and she started laughing. And she said, well, why did you do that? I said, the person probably that needs to learn that the most is you. Even though, you gave me a great lesson, but I think you probably, and she was like, wow, you know what? You're probably right. And she's like, in fact, I know you're right. I need to learn these things. And so I'm telling you, I am learning this too at greater depths and levels. And the more I upgrade and the more I go deep into my darkness, man, is it a fun and joyful ride? Is it tough times? Yes, it is. Let's face it, it's going to be tough. But you know what? Tough times don't last, but tough people do. Tough people do. Be tough, okay? Les Brett, amen, right? Tough people do. And you know, when Les Brown says, life is hard, then you do it hard, right? You do it hard, right? So it's going to be hard. Acknowledge that it's going to be hard. And when the tough time comes, know that God, the his and her, the mother, father, God is going to do his and her greatest work through you in those tough times. So yeah, I know you're being tested there, queen. Trust in it. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Speak power into your life. Listen to this podcast. Hang around people that are going to lift you up, not bring you down. And I can tell you, you know, miracles, spontaneous greatness and miracles and spontaneity and synchronicities will begin to occur. The right people, the right opportunities will show up if you hold faith. Hold faith in that journey, in that trusting in what I'm saying to you right now. So I've certainly been an example of that. And I'm certainly hoping that you, whatever you listen to on the show in this particular podcast is going to speak power into your life. So God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. It's an absolute pleasure. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. We'll see you next time. God bless.